from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Wow, what a weekend. Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was long, but never long enough.
Yes. Like it when it's long. Absolutely. Yeah. Cost of cooking out. Up between 24 and 29%, depending on which thing you were buying.
Yeah.
Since Joe Biden, Kamala Harris took office.
Yeah. Getting burned at the barbecue.
Getting burned at the barbecue. Yes. And going to get into this later on in the show. I predicted the very high inflation we eventually had starting in January of 2021. I was one of the few people to do that early. And the Fed has made a decision that in order to cover for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's complete and total fiscal destruction, the American people have noticed, it is polling, that there doesn't seem to be a housing market for the middle class anymore. The middle class cannot afford homes. So they are going to fake lower interest rates. Now, we used to lower interest rates when we had inflation under control. That meant inflation was at 1.4, 1.5, 1.6%. And that would be great. And people would go get a mortgage. It was cheaper to buy a house and everything was good. Happy times. Well, now in polls, it's showing the American people, and particularly young voters that the Democrats need, are noticing they're never going to be able to afford a house after these last 3 years. And they're not wrong about that. That's going to be something, maybe if they save their whole lives till their 40s or 50s, they could maybe afford the down payment on a house. Maybe. At the way that, you know, given the way that the Biden administration and Congress has printed money and driven up inflation. And the only thing that's holding that inflation back is, of course, interest rates. So they need to create the perception temporarily, Lee, that the housing market will come back. So the Fed is saying, hey, we've had a smooth landing. It's really great. We could take interest rates down now. Well, no, you can't without seeing inflation going back up. So now the new normal is, well, if inflation's in the 2-3% range, we'll just go ahead and lower rates, pretend we did, you know, we conquered it. So what does this mean? Well, in the coming months, mortgages will get a little cheaper as they lower rates and pretend they've conquered inflation in order to help Joe look better, in order to help Kamala look better and get elected. Then after the election, the inflation will begin to hit again at the grocery store, and you're going to see prices jump again. And that'll be the cost of making it appear that our dear leaders have in fact defeated inflation. They have done no such thing, but they need the headline. Hey, mortgage rates are coming down. You'll be able to own a house. Yes, but you won't be able to afford food to put in your house to feed your children. But other than that, it's going to be great. So inflation is coming back as the Fed lies to us and gaslights us that they have in fact defeated inflation and it is now time to lower interest rates. Lee, what they are instead doing, that was big news over the weekend, came out at the end of the week. What they are instead doing is they have decided we're going to have higher inflation again at the grocery store and everywhere you buy things in order to lower interest rates a little so we can gaslight Americans into thinking they will once again be able to afford homes.
And there will be joy once again in America.
And there will be joy until the inflation comes back. Now, when the inflation comes back, it's going to hit around Christmas, January. When it comes back, I'm going to prepare you for this. Shock will ensue, okay? It will be fake shock, but the media does fake shock so well. I love fake shock. So they're going to pretend they had no idea this was inflation was coming. They have no idea where it's coming from. And this is a cheap gambit to get Kamala elected. What'll be really interestingly is if Trump wins, what they're going to do after their fake shock that inflation could possibly be back with Democrats still in the White House, they'll blame it on Trump.
Right. Well, that's it.
Yeah. They'll say people saw Trump won and it caused inflation. No, printing caused inflation. Yeah. And the deliberate decision to lower interest rates to make it look like people will be able to afford homes caused inflation because they keep printing. So when you keep printing, you need to keep it from spinning out of control. You need high interest rates or you're going to have high inflation. And what we really have now, we still have that 9% inflation. It hasn't gone anywhere. Nothing has changed. It's just that we raised interest rates high. In our society to make it look like it went somewhere, cover it up and tamp it down. So when you let those interest rates come down again, well, you're gonna it's the other side of the seesaw, you're gonna get the inflation. So that is coming back because the Fed did this. I just want to prepare you for the shock and awe as everyone from Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to CNBC pretend it has something to do with supply chains.
Yeah.
As they did last week. Did you see CNBC? That was a bizarre interview last week, by the way. I meant to play parts of it. And then I just decided not to because Elizabeth Warren was lying and lying and lying and lying and saying, hey, the corporations are, you know, artificially inflating prices. But then the CNBC guy who was a total liar himself was trying to argue with her the supply chain somehow caused this.
Yeah, that's.
No, it's printing by Congress, but CNBC doesn't want to say that. Because all of the big hedge funds, all of the big capital markets guys love money printing. They're the only ones who get rich. You can kind of think of it as you check out at the grocery store, you want to cry in the parking lot in defeat, and they get rich on Wall Street. And then 80% of Wall Street writes checks to the Democrats and Mike Johnson to keep printing money so that they can be rich. So that's what's going on here. The Democrats are taking from the poorest of the poor who struggle to buy food and essentially transferring it to wealthy Wall Street donors. But as long as their sheeple don't figure it out, it's a good gambit.
I'm sure they'll blame the pandemic next.
You know, that was what was so funny last week with CNBC blaming the pandemic. I'm like, what? It's 2024, y'all.
Yeah.
And this is why I say if you go, and I mean this sincerely when I do the Common Sense Retirement Planning advertisement, if you go, I'm not joking. If you go into an investment office and you see CNBC playing in the background or CNN in the waiting room, in all honesty, get out. Yeah. Like, leave.
Right.
Because if they think that's real, you don't want them touching your money. If they think the news is real, if they think supply chains cause inflation, as they're being told on CNBC, that's all fake. So it's just hilarious to watch fake news CNBC, fake financial news, argue with fake political news in, you know, that interview between Elizabeth Warren and the CNN CNBC anchor. I mean, it was they were both so full of it. I could barely stand to cut the audio. But inflation's coming back. Yeah. But the good news is it won't hit till after the election. And by then, nobody will care. So, and it'll probably get blamed on Donald Trump. If Kamala Harris wins, Lee.
Yeah.
If Kamala Harris wins, what we'll hear is was actually the very evil corporations.
Yes, of course, it'll
and
be corporate greed,
yeah.
You know, price gouging,
yeah.
You know, capitalism is to blame, Trump's to blame.
So I'm going to start writing this stuff down so we can go back and clip the audio so I can play it for you in November, December, January as the shock ensues as inflation comes back. And it's very easy to predict. I don't have an economics degree.
You know, I still think it's
easy to see it's coming.
It's so funny to me, so ironic to sit here and see these Democrats talk about corporate greed. And what are we looking at Wall Street? We have had record highs on all the indices in this year. Record
yes.
highs. So all of those greedy Democrat donors are making tons of money. And hopefully you folks like myself, who, you know, all of us who have, you know, 401ks or money or whatever through, you know, whatever type of investment that is tied to what's going on at Wall Street. Hey, we're happy for that. We're happy for that. But honestly, it's just so funny to sit here and talk about corporate greed. And you look at during a Democrat presidency, we have got record highs on Wall Street.
And look, 80% of the big Wall Street of the Wall Street donations now go to Democrats. It used to be about 40-60, and that's because they know Democrats will continue printing the money to keep the whole Ponzi scheme going.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, by the way, private sector job creation has plunged to six-year lows versus government jobs surging right now to all-time highs. And we are running $1 trillion deficits every 90 days now. We add another $1 trillion to the deficit, which... For you, you may not care about that, but it affects you when you check out at the grocery store because we print that money. And so, you know, when you have government jobs surging to an all-time high number and the salaries are paid with printed money, every dollar they print makes your dollar worth less. Now you can't afford food at the grocery store. This is not a sustainable model, especially not with private sector jobs plunging. Somebody is going to have to pay the tax bill. We can't print it all. If you want to understand what happens, you can Google Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe, Venezuela, and Roman Empire and just read. It's the same story again and again and again, but it's one that the folks on CNBC apparently have not read. I'd love to do story time for CNBC on their breaks. We'll go tell the story of the Roman Empire. We'll go all the way through the Weimar Republic, and then we'll end with Venezuela, Argentina, and Zimbabwe. And then maybe they'll get grasp basic economics. And the thing is, these guys on CNBC, this is what makes me so mad. They're not dumb. They know this.
I know
this better than me. A lot of them have PhDs, or they, you know, have been to Yale economics. But they know what causes this. But their job is to pretend so that the great investing houses will still pay for the ads at the break, at the commercial break.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Talk about your corporate greed.
Yeah. And this is why you will not see a Goldman Sachs ad in our mix of ads here at WRD. Now, everybody else on earth is advertising, but not them. No, you'll never see that. So I thought that was huge over the weekend. So much stuff going on. Lee, for Joe Biden to roll in from 18 days of vacation and blame Netanyahu for an American hostage being executed. Wow.
It infuriated me, the headlines they kept running this weekend that Harris and Biden are in the Situation Room over the situation in Israel. Where have you been since October 7th? If you're really concerned about that, where were you when Hamas attacked?
Well, they were appeasing Hamas. I mean, look, when you have Kamala Harris, whose stepdaughter raises money for Hamas, Hamas knows this. They have never seriously really put any pressure on Hamas. The only pressure has been on Israel. And Hamas has correctly gauged, Lee, that they could kill American citizen hostages. Which they've just done. And the result would be a backlash against Israel, not them, for pulling the trigger. And they were right. Where did the Biden administration backlash go immediately? It went against Israel. Where did the world backlash go? Hamas murders hostages. And what do they get? They get rewarded by the UK freezing arms shipments.
I was just going to mention that. Yeah.
So guess what? They're going to kill more. They're going to kill more. I would if I was them. That's the world they live in. But you know what? Party time is over if Donald Trump wins. And they know it. They're trying to get as far as they can under these people who appease them. I'll tell you why Kamala Harris and Joe Biden let Hamas get away with murder and why they will continue to do it through the election coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, you can't make up this level of disaster. Joe Biden goes on vacation for 18 days. His administration, hers and his, The Harris Biden administration assuring us they are this close. They are this close to a peace deal between Hamas and Israel. It's going to be great. No, they're so super smart. They're the only ones who should be able to handle it. You know, they brought Hamas to the table. It's really, what? They just executed an American hostage with a bullet to the back of his head? Sure doesn't sound like they had those negotiations under control, does it? So under control, Joe Biden went on an 18-day vacation. When was the last time you had an 18-day vacation? Do you remember? I do. I was in high school. So that's what's going on with the president. Imagine this for a moment, okay? Because this tells you everything you need to know. Hamas knows when push comes to shove, the Democrat Party has their back, okay? They can kill Americans. They can kill as many Americans as they want. The Democrat Party will not care. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. There's actually a reason. Bill Ackman explained it. He is the liberal Jewish billionaire who finally said enough of the Democrats marching around chanting anti-Semitic slogans at Columbia. This has to stop. And he defunded some of the universities that he donates to. Okay, listen to the points he's making. Consider that Hamas chose to execute an American hostage with a bullet to the back of his head during whose parents just spoke at the DNC less than 2 weeks ago while hostage negotiations were underway. So the parents of the hostage at the DNC speaking, not the RNC, the DNC, they know there will be no penalty for this and it will enhance their chances of winning the war with Israel. Consider that the U.S. strategy over the last 330 days has been to pressure Israel to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza, to blame Israel for everything going on there, including the Biden administration withholding weapons from Israel that Israel paid for. We are refusing to deliver them. Then Ackman points this out, and I've been saying this for a long time. What pressure, if any, has the U.S. brought to bear on Hamas or our friends in the region who harbor Hamas's leadership? Zero. None. So much so that Hamas just took the gamble. You know what? We can kill an American and the Democrat Party will still support us. And again, I'm going to tell you why they will in a minute. Ackman writes, why? Why has our leadership adopted this failed strategy? They're not confused. They aren't bungling anything. This is not mismanagement by Joe or Kamala. Not at all. This is success. Wait, the murder of a hostage is success? Yes. The whole thing. Why? Because as Ackman, a liberal Democrat donor, writes, the campaign of Kamala Harris, along with their advisors at the DNC, believe they will lose important votes in key swing states and from Hamas supporters on campus. So we're talking about Michigan mainly. Because there are so many Hamas supporters that were, many of them, brought into the country by Barack Obama. They settled heavily in Michigan. They need their votes. They're afraid. They're not afraid they'll vote for Trump. They're afraid to stay home. So they can't get real mad about a dead American, especially not a Jewish one. It's the truth. Ackman's saying it, and Ackman is Jewish. It's been proven time and time again. The only thing that terrorists understand is brute force rather than pressure Israel. The U.S. should have put more pressure on other allies in the region, especially those sheltering Hamas. So what he's saying is our enemies understand, especially Hamas, they could do whatever the heck they want because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden will appease them and will go after Israel because they need those votes in Michigan. Remember in Michigan, the chance of death to America in the street earlier this year? Remember that? That America had to be broken down piece by piece and the Democrats wouldn't condemn. Remember, day after day. And it wasn't like five guys. It was hundreds, and these were leaders of mosques. And Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat governor, wouldn't condemn. Partly because they would love to take America apart piece by piece and death to America. They love all that. They think that's fabulous. But the rest of it is just votes. So Hamas correctly gauged that they could kill an American. And they can, as long as these guys are in charge. Now, if Donald Trump comes back, Katie brought a door, it's over. And they know it. They're trying to make as much progress as possible before the election. You want to see absolute disdain for American life? You want to see it? I can't show it to you. I can describe it to you. I could let you hear it. Tim Walz is in Minnesota at the state fair. He's asked, hey, what about those dead American, you know, what about those dead hostages? What about that dead American hostage? He's walking toward the camera as the question's asked, waving his hand. He freezes, says nothing, turns and walks away. Gives his back to the reporter asking about the dead American hostage and doesn't answer. Can you imagine being the parents? Here's Tim Walz and his reaction. Of course, he's the VP candidate.
What's your reaction to the six hostages being found dead in Gaza?
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Think about that. Why wouldn't he react? How about, hey, dead Americans, bad? No. Because dead Americans is good. In Michigan, certain parts of Michigan, they need them to turn out. He knows that. These folks, folks, we saw the protests over the weekend in New York. What were people saying? Hamas didn't kill those hostages. The Israelis did. These Democrat voters in Michigan believe this, okay? They are anti-Semites. You can't condemn Hamas because that is being pro-Jewish in those Democrat voting precincts. I mean, this is an astonishing piece of audio. Can you remember back when America was still normal and Jimmy Carter lost because it was perceived he did not do enough to get the American hostages freed? Can you imagine if Jimmy Carter was asked about an American hostage being executed, turned and walked away, gave his back to the reporter?
What's your reaction to the six hostages being found dead in Gaza?
Right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. We're having a great time. Yeah, we don't care about no dead American citizen hostages. Kill some more or whatever. All right, I'm on to the next interview and the next campaign event. See ya. Hamas was dying laughing watching. And believe me, they watched it all. They're on X, too. Well, outrage from the Biden administration that the Gold Star families won't just shut up and go away. What do I tell you all the time? Even if you are, and it was very much this way in the former Soviet Union, even if you are a loyal member of the party, even if you're a loyal Democrat, and you die or are seriously injured because of their flawed policies, you become an object of derision and shame. And they bury you. They cancel you. They punish you. Your job is to simply go away because you serve as a living reminder of the failure of all of their philosophies. So we've seen this recently with the families of the dead women raped and murdered by illegal immigrants let in by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And the laughter at them, the mocking of them by members of the squad, prominent members of the Democrat Party on MSNBC. They are mocked, laughed at, and canceled. So if your job, if you are killed or harmed in any way, your job is to go away and stop embarrassing the regime. Stop calling, stop writing, stop demanding to know what happened to your dead daughters and sons. So when Kamala Harris and Joe Biden gaffed off the Gold Star families of the dead 13 at Abbeygate, Marines and soldiers, everyone was to follow suit. They had become untouchable. Objects of derision. And Donald Trump did not get the message. When they asked him, come lay wreaths on our dead children's graves and show that something mattered, some give their lives some scintilla of meaning, outrage ensued from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That anyone would acknowledge these people who had committed the grave sin of embarrassing them by caring about their dead children in a very public way. This continues to happen. And they'll do this. Like in the USSR, you'd be show trialed if you embarrassed the regime. You know, if your child died in some way because of their policies, your job is to quietly go away and be a loyal soldier. Help hide the embarrassment. This is how communists operate from the USSR to today. It's one of their ground rules. Well, Donald Trump didn't do that. He was invited to go to Arlington. The families wanted it filmed. They got permission from the ground staff for Trump to film, specifically Trump. You have to have that permission if you're a member of the media, campaign or otherwise. They got the permission and they filmed. Trump released it. Why? They wanted it out there. Why did they want it out there? Why would the families do this? Let me go back and give you some history on this, okay? Because remember this? There was a sniper at Abbey Gate. For 3 days, they had watched the suicide bomber prepare to hit Abbey Gate. They knew the car he arrived in. They knew who his handler was. They knew who he was. They reported it to their superiors. They wanted to take him out. The snipers did. Days before the actual bombing. Remember this? We're told no, 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 no. They knew he was a suicide bomber. They could see the vest. He practiced with it on. So on the final day, wow, he is loaded up. It sure looks like this is it. This is the final attack we've been watching for days. And they ask permission. Can I shoot? Let me save lives. Let us do it. Denied. Boom. The sniper himself was blown to bits. His body is still completely racked. All his friends are dead. He survived barely. Still full of bullet holes. Still full of shrapnel. All the parents want to know is why. They want to know why. They have called. They have written. They have gotten members of Congress to demand that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris explain this one thing. Why are my children dead? And so when you hear this that I'm about to play for you from the Gold Star families, this is the phone calls they're demanding. Tell me why you wouldn't let the sniper kill the suicide bomber you knew damn well was there for 72 hours. And they have gotten bupkis back. Not from military leaders, not from Kamala, and not from Joe. The only attention they've ever gotten from Kamala and her campaign was this scathing tweet over the weekend mocking them and Trump for daring to give a darn about their dead children. This is outrageous. And why I tell you all the time, you cannot join the military under these people. Do not join the military until you see who wins this election. Here is the montage from the Gold Star families, outraged that Kamala has hit them and Trump for daring to publicly commemorate their children, and then, God forbid, releasing the video and embarrassing Dear Leader Harris.
My daughter-in-law, Sergeant Nicole Leanne G., was killed in the Afghanistan exit at Abbey Gate. Our kids were murdered because of your administration.
You were not at Dover for the dignified transfer. And no time have you reached out to me to offer your condolences, to offer thank you for Kareem's sacrifice and service.
You have 13 families who have been waiting over 3 years to so much as get a phone call, to so much as hear our kids' names said aloud.
You failed for 3 years and 8 months to acknowledge our kids.
Where were you and Joe Biden on August 26, 2024? Nowhere near Arlington Cemetery. You couldn't be bothered to be with us or even say our kids' names, just as you had done for the last 3 years.
Vice President Harris, I ask you, why won't you return a call and explain to us how you call my daughter-in-law's death a success? President Trump has called. President Trump shows up. President Trump takes the time to hear our loved one's stories.
We invited him to be there.
These are the only memories we get to make with our son, and it is you who is playing politics and trying to detract from our memories made that day.
President Trump has been there for us. He's been a rock for us. He showed compassion for us, and he showed he truly cares for the families that truly do know what the ultimate sacrifice really is.
They just want answers, and they want someone to remember their children and to give a damn. And they can't get that from Biden and Harris. Remember how Biden checked his watch at Dover? He was bored. Kamala couldn't be bothered to show up. Do you know she was at her mansion less than 4 miles away when this was going on? And yet she dares to write in a tweet this weekend, the former president, talking about Trump, disrespected sacred ground, talking about Arlington, all for the sake of a political stunt. Unbelievable. I'm going to give you the punchline to all this coming up next. Okay, so Kamala Harris absolutely outraged that Donald Trump would go to Arlington, and the media are making up all kinds of fake news about it. Go to Arlington and film the laying of the wreath on the children's grave, the 13 dead. Even though their families requested him to come, not his idea, they wrote to the campaign and requested that it be videoed. And the families themselves, because Trump couldn't do it, requested permission for all of it to go down in Arlington. Why? Because when you lose a child in a way that is this pointless and meaningless, you want meaning somehow, some way, some acknowledgement of your pain. Trump gave that to them because he's a former president. They served under him, some of them. They need it to heal, for their loss to matter. Here's what Kamala Harris said. The former president disrespected sacred ground all in the name of a political stunt. And the New York Times is arguing, well, when they were filming, they caught the name on another grave and it might have upset the mom of the person because he killed himself. He had PTSD, and it's a shame, absolute shame that that grave was, you know, pictured in the background, and shame, shame, shame. Wait a minute. You mean Joe Biden filmed a campaign commercial in Arlington? No. Get out of here. Did he? Yup. He filmed a campaign commercial in Arlington. But when Joe did it, Joe's a smart guy, there were no names on the graves in the background. Oh, there were. Huh. What did Joe was start? Joe started in this campaign commercial. You should see it's up on my Twitter feed. What did Joe use his campaign commercial for? See, Trump didn't do a campaign commercial. He just released the clips and they ran on Fox News and all over X, which has the Democrats really mad. What did Joe use his campaign commercial filmed at Arlington for? Gotta raise money. A nobler cause. See, you object to that? No. Did you see the media object to that? Were they outraged? No. When did he do this? In 2019. So the media didn't care. No. They didn't care that it was for fundraising. It was the purpose of the commercial. They wanted him to send money. His campaign wanted people to send money. No. They didn't care that there was another grave in the background where you could clearly see the name. No. Because it's Joe. If Joe wants to go to Arlington and what'd she say? Disrespect sacred ground in order to raise money for Democrats. Well, that's a different thing, you understand. It's not like going and laying a wreath at the grave of somebody who was essentially murdered because of Joe and Kamala. Because Joe and Kamala disregarded the advice of military leaders. And you could say, well, yeah, but she was vice president, not president. No, she herself said she was the last one in that room. She helped make the decision. She had no regrets. Okay, I take her at her word. So some enterprising reporter, if they could get within 30 feet of the woman, should ask her, will you condemn Joe Biden for disrespecting sacred ground by filming a fundraising political commercial in Arlington? By the way, he did it in Section 60, the same one Trump was in. You can't make this up. By the way, the New York Times, the lying New York Times, to my toxic trolls, will never tell you that. They have you guys all hepped up on outrage, and it's fake. It's totally fake. Kamala didn't care in 2019. The media didn't care in 2019. Nobody cared. Why? Because it's fake. It's fake. But the pain of these families is very real, and Trump gave them something, acknowledgement of that pain. That is what they wanted, and he gave it to them. God bless him for that.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Well, outrage from the Biden administration that the Gold Star families won't just shut up and go away. What do I tell you all the time? Even if you are, and it was very much this way in the former Soviet Union, even if you are a loyal member of the party, even if you're a loyal Democrat, and you die or are seriously injured because of their flawed policies, you become an object of derision and shame. And they bury you. They cancel you. They punish you. Your job is to simply go away, because you serve as a living reminder of the failure of all of their philosophies. So we've seen this recently with the families of the dead women raped and murdered by illegal immigrants let in by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and the laughter at them, the mocking of them by members of the squad, prominent members of the Democrat Party on MSNBC. They are mocked, laughed at, and canceled. So if your job, if you are killed or harmed in any way, your job is to go away and stop embarrassing the regime. Stop calling, stop writing, stop demanding to know what happened to your dead daughters and sons. So when Kamala Harris and Joe Biden gaffed off the Gold Star families of the dead 13 at Abbeygate, Marines and soldiers, everyone was to follow suit. They had become untouchable, objects of derision. And Donald Trump did not get the message. When they asked him, come lay wreaths on our dead children's graves and show that something mattered, some give their lives some scintilla of meaning, outrage ensued from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that anyone would acknowledge these people who had committed the grave sin of embarrassing them by caring about their dead children in a very public way. This continues to happen. And they'll do this. Like in the USSR, you'd be show trialed if you embarrassed the regime. You know, if your child died in some way because of their policies, your job is to quietly go away and be a loyal soldier. Help hide the embarrassment. This is how communists operate from the USSR to today. It's one of their ground rules. Well, Donald Trump didn't do that. He was invited to go to Arlington. The families wanted it filmed. They got permission from the ground staff for Trump to film, specifically Trump. You have to have that permission if you're a member of the media, campaign or otherwise. They got the permission and they filmed. Trump released it. Why? They wanted it out there. Why did they want it out there? Why would the families do this? Let me go back and give you some history on this, okay? Because remember this, there was a sniper at Abbeygate. For 3 days, they had watched the suicide bomber prepare to hit Abbeygate. They knew the car he arrived in. They knew who his handler was. They knew who he was. They reported it to their superiors. They wanted to take him out, the snipers did, days before the actual bombing. Remember this? We're told no, 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 no. They knew he was a suicide bomber. They could see the vest. He practiced with it on. So on the final day, wow, he is loaded up. It sure looks like this is it. This is the final attack we've been watching for days. And they ask permission. Can I shoot? Let me save lives. Let us do it. Denied. Boom. The sniper himself was blown to bits. His body is still completely racked. All his friends are dead. He survived barely. Still full of bullet holes. Still full of shrapnel. All the parents want to know is why. They want to know why. They have called. They have written. They have gotten members of Congress to demand that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris explain this one thing. Why are my children dead? And so when you hear this that I'm about to play for you from the Gold Star families, this is the phone calls they're demanding. Tell me why you wouldn't let the sniper kill the suicide bomber you knew damn well was there for 72 hours. And they have gotten bupkis back. Not from military leaders, not from Kamala, and not from Joe. The only attention they've ever gotten from Kamala and her campaign was this scathing tweet over the weekend, mocking them and Trump for daring to give a darn about their dead children. This is outrageous. And why I tell you all the time, you cannot join the military under these people. Do not join the military until you see who wins this election. Here is the montage from the Gold Star families, outraged that Kamala has hit them and Trump for daring to publicly commemorate their children, and then, God forbid, releasing the video and embarrassing Dear Leader Harris.
My daughter-in-law, Sergeant Nicole Leanne G., was killed in the Afghanistan exit at Abbey Gate. Our kids were murdered because of your administration.
You were not at Dover for the dignified transfer, and no time have you reached out to me to offer your condolences, to offer thank you for Kareem's sacrifice and service.
You have 13 families who have been waiting over 3 years to so much as get a phone call, to so much as hear our kids' names said aloud.
You failed for 3 years and 8 months to acknowledge our kids.
Where were you and Joe Biden on August 26, 2024? Nowhere near Arlington Cemetery. You couldn't be bothered to be with us or even say our kids' names, just as you have done for the last 3 years.
Vice President Harris, I ask you, why won't you return a call and explain to us how you call my daughter-in-law's death a success? President Trump has called. President Trump shows up. President Trump takes the time to hear our loved one's stories.
We invited him to be there.
These are the only memories we get to make with our son, and it is you who is playing politics and trying to detract from our memories made that day.
President Trump has been there for us. He's been a rock for us. He showed compassion for us, and he showed he truly cares for the families that truly do know what the ultimate sacrifice really is.
They just want answers, and they want someone to remember their children and to give a damn. And they can't get that from Biden and Harris. Remember how Biden checked his watch at Dover? He was bored. Kamala couldn't be bothered to show up. Do you know she was at her mansion less than 4 miles away when this was going on? And yet she dares to write in a tweet this weekend, the former president, talking about Trump, disrespected sacred ground, talking about Arlington, all for the sake of a political stunt. Unbelievable. I'm going to give you the punchline to all this coming up next. Okay, so Kamala Harris absolutely outraged that Donald Trump would go to Arlington, and the media are making up all kinds of fake news about it. Go to Arlington and film the laying of the wreath on the children's grave, the 13 dead. Even though their families requested him to come, not his idea, they wrote to the campaign and requested that it be videoed. And the families themselves, because Trump couldn't do it, requested permission for all of it to go down in Arlington. Why? Because when you lose a child in a way that is this pointless and meaningless, you want meaning somehow, some way, some acknowledgement of your pain. Trump gave that to them because he's a former president. They served under him, some of them. They need it to heal, for their loss to matter. Here's what Kamala Harris said. The former president disrespected sacred ground all in the name of a political stunt. And the New York Times is arguing, well, when they were filming, they caught the name on another grave and it might have upset the mom of the person because he killed himself. He had PTSD, and it's a shame, absolute shame that that grave was, you know, pictured in the background, and shame, shame, shame. Wait a minute. You mean Joe Biden filmed a campaign commercial in Arlington? No. Get out of here. Did he? Yup. He filmed a campaign commercial in Arlington. But when Joe did it, Joe's a smart guy, there were no names on the graves in the background. Oh, there were. Huh. What did Joe was start? Joe started in this campaign commercial. You should see it's up on my Twitter feed. What did Joe use his campaign commercial for? See, Trump didn't do a campaign commercial. He just released the clips and they ran on Fox News and all over X, which has the Democrats really mad. What did Joe use his campaign commercial filmed at Arlington for? Gotta raise money. A nobler cause. So you object to that? No. Did you see the media object to that? Were they outraged? No. When did he do this? In 2019. So the media didn't care. No. They didn't care that it was for fundraising. It was the purpose of the commercial. They wanted him to send money. His campaign wanted people to send money. No. They didn't care that there was another grave in the background where you could clearly see the name. No. Because it's Joe. If Joe wants to go to Arlington and what'd she say? Disrespect sacred ground in order to raise money for Democrats. Well, that's a different thing, you understand. It's not like going and laying a wreath at the grave of somebody who was essentially murdered because of Joe and Kamala. Because Joe and Kamala disregarded the advice of military leaders. And you could say, well, yeah, but she was vice president, not president. No, she herself said she was the last one in that room. She helped make the decision. She had no regrets. Okay, I take her at her word. So some enterprising reporter, if they could get within 30 feet of the woman, should ask her, will you condemn Joe Biden for disrespecting sacred ground by filming a fundraising political commercial in Arlington? By the way, he did it in Section 60, the same one Trump was in. You can't make this up. By the way, the New York Times, the lying New York Times, to my toxic trolls, will never tell you that. They have you guys all hepped up on outrage, and it's fake. It's totally fake. Kamala didn't care in 2019. The media didn't care in 2019. Nobody cared. Why? Because it's fake. It's fake. But the pain of these families is very real, and Trump gave them something, acknowledgement of that pain. That is what they wanted, and he gave it to them. God bless him for that. Okay, so Kamala Harris absolutely outraged that Donald Trump would go to Arlington, and the media are making up all kinds of fake news about it, go to Arlington and film the laying of the wreath on the children's grave, the 13 dead. Even though their families requested him to come, not his idea, they wrote to the campaign and requested that it be videoed. And the families themselves, because Trump couldn't do it, requested permission for all of it to go down in Arlington. Why? Because when you lose a child in a way that is this pointless and meaningless, you want meaning somehow, some way, some acknowledgement of your pain. Trump gave that to them because he's a former president. They served under him, some of them. They need it to heal, for their loss to matter. Here's what Kamala Harris said. The former president disrespected sacred ground all in the name of a political stunt. And the New York Times is arguing, well, when they were filming, they caught the name on another grave and it might have upset the mom of the person because he killed himself. He had PTSD, and it's a shame, absolute shame that that grave was, you know, pictured in the background, and shame, shame, shame. Wait a minute. You mean Joe Biden filmed a campaign commercial in Arlington? No. Get out of here. Did he? Yup. He filmed a campaign commercial in Arlington. But when Joe did it, Joe's a smart guy, there were no names on the graves in the background. Oh, there were. Huh. What did Joe was start? Joe started in this campaign commercial. You should see it's up on my Twitter feed. What did Joe use his campaign commercial for? See, Trump didn't do a campaign commercial. He just released the clips and they ran on Fox News and all over X, which has the Democrats really mad. What did Joe use his campaign commercial filmed at Arlington for? Gotta raise money. A nobler cause. See, you object to that? No. Did you see the media object to that? Were they outraged? No. When did he do this? In 2019. So the media didn't care. No. They didn't care that it was for fundraising. It was the purpose of the commercial. They wanted him to send money. His campaign wanted people to send money. No. They didn't care that there was another grave in the background where you could clearly see the name. No. Because it's Joe. If Joe wants to go to Arlington and what'd she say? Disrespect sacred ground in order to raise money for Democrats. Well, that's a different thing, you understand. It's not like going and laying a wreath at the grave of somebody who was essentially murdered because of Joe and Kamala. Because Joe and Kamala disregarded the advice of military leaders. And you could say, well, yeah, but she was vice president, not president. No, she herself said she was the last one in that room. She helped make the decision. She had no regrets. Okay, I take her at her word. So some enterprising reporter, if they could get within 30 feet of the woman, should ask her, Will you condemn Joe Biden for disrespecting sacred ground by filming a fundraising political commercial in Arlington? By the way, he did it in Section 60, the same one Trump was in. You can't make this up. By the way, the New York Times, the lying New York Times, to my toxic trolls, will never tell you that. They have you guys all hepped up on outrage, and it's fake. It's totally fake. Kamala didn't care in 2019. The media didn't care in 2019. Nobody cared. Why? Because it's fake. It's fake. But the pain of these families is very real, and Trump gave them something, acknowledgement of that pain. That is what they wanted, and he gave it to them. God bless him for that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.